The Valley of Fear by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Narrated by Peter Silverleaf. Part 2. The Scourers. Chapter 1. The Man. It was the 4th of February in the year 1875. It had been a severe winter, and the snow lay deep in the gorges of the Gilmerton Mountains. The steam ploughs had, however, kept the railroad open, and the evening train, which connects the long line of coal mining and ironworking settlements, was slowly groaning its way up the steep gradients which led from Stagville on the plain to Vermissa, the central township which lies at the head of Vermissa Valley. From this point the track sweeps downward to Barton's Crossing, Helmdale, and the purely agricultural county of Merton. It was a single-track railroad, but at every siding, and there were numerous, long lines of trucks piled with coal and iron ore told of the hidden wealth which had brought a rude population and a bustling life to this most desolate corner of the United States of America. For desolate it was. Little could the first pioneer who had traversed it have ever imagined that the fairest prairies